Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Girl. Anniversary.
Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in the studio with my foxy young ladies over here. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Got Miss Pink English.
Hello, lovers.
Hello, lovers.
Call me Girl Six for the day. It's our anniversary.
You know, we had to start off nice and smooth for y'all.
Girl Six on the line. How can I help you?
Oh, girl, wrong kind of hotline.
Hey, hey.
Keep that bling down, girl. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy, DJ Justin Jam. We got to get into it because there was too much tea.
Can we have the live chat?
Yes, pull the live chat up because I need to hear what my babies,
what y'all babies saying out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, here's the thing. Every reunion, the first one is always whack.
And boring. Yes.
But
and
I have to say, these bitches
pulled it out.
Until they brought out Todd. Other than Todd's section, I was like,
Todd
okay.
No, necessary.
Why?
See, I didn't think it was necessary then.
It like,
they just wanted to like
so
embrace the babiness.
Like, they could have talked about it when he was sitting behind her on the sofa when all the guys are there.
Maybe they're going to release the pictures. Within the next 2 weeks, so they want to get it out the way.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good idea, Jesse.
Child, you know,
honey,
we can't read. I ain't eat my carrots when I was younger.
I done
so.
Had retina surgery, honey. I need it way bigger than that.
What do you mean? You guys can't see that?
No, not at all.
I'm perfect.
Hey,
I'm
I can
like,
only see
you.
That there's lines there.
The star of the show. drive by. All right, so Kenya can't talk about pregnancy.
Oh my god,
girl, bye. You are not pregnant. Maybe she is though.
What
she
do
was
you mean,
looking a little hefty.
You can't talk about it. Like
she's in her first trimester, and until you get past that, you don't want to say anything.
Well, when they flashed her back to the other seasons when they were doing a reunion, her face looked so svelte and like chiseled and like skinny.
That's stress,
she
girl.
Looks very full.
And then
now.
This episode, I was like, whoa, she looks like she had fillers or something.
She looked very
or maybe
full.
She's just
and the boobies look really larger than usual.
I don't
usual.
Think she's pregnant.
Mm. They, I mean, she was drinking last month, so maybe she's not.
So was Natalina, and look how that turned out.
Oh.
Portia met her niece yesterday, or the day before they filmed that, so that was cute. Cynthia looked like a flower ready to get picked apart, and I'm glad she said that, girl, because that... Honestly, I thought all the girls looked amazing, except I couldn't stand Cynthia's dress.
I didn't like Portia's either.
I didn't like Portia's look like a ice skater's like
costume. A little bit. I wasn't fully mad at it, but
we've seen
Cynthia's
that
was
too
really
many times.
It was simple, but
who,
it was
Cynthia's?
Old. Yeah,
that flap.
It was
just
Dior.
Like
that's their. That was, but it's
the
old.
The flower.
Yeah,
is very Dior.
It's very Dior. So, but hold on. Kenya was wearing Marquesa, and I was like, who gave her a Marquesa dress?
Did she didn't
just go buy that
her...
off the rack?
Oh. No.
She
see, because it almost looked like a little bit sundressy, but then it also looked like a compass painted on it.
Well,
or something
Marquesa
like
gets
that.
Very, like, detailed with their, like, embroidery, well, not embroidery, with all their details all over the dress. So I was surprised, but when I saw it on Fashion Bomb, shout out to Claire Summers, you was on top of it, girl. I was like, who let her wear a Marquesa dress? Unless she just decided to buy it, I guess. Maybe.
No.
Marlo.
Exactly. Marlo probably helped her.
You think
yeah.
So? Like,
yeah.
No,
I did not like Phaedra's dress. Those seashells.
Yeah, she always
those like shells or things.
It was like sequined here, but then large shell sequins on the, like it was, I don't know.
No.
I honestly, like I thought everyone,
okay.
Overall everyone, this was my favorite visually.
I loved Candy's dress.
The colors were really pretty and cute.
I thought it
yeah.
was simple. And,
and she looked snatched for her.
She looked snatched, but the dress looked cheap to me.
It did look cheap.
It was thin. Yeah, and then she had on one of those Willow's body.
Yeah, and you could see it. The boning of the body thing.
It was weird. I mean, you know.
She tried.
I vote for Sheree all the way. Because her ball man dress.
Yes.
It was ball man. Her hair was perfect. Yes. I think she looked the best.
Sheree, look, her body's bomb. Yeah. She looks the best out of all of them.
She had some fake ones lined up there, girl. Okay. Get it.
Go ahead. Well, she needs to take some of those out, sell them back, and put money into her house and her roofing.
I want Portia to put hair in Sheree's hair.
Why?
Just give it a little.
You wanted Portia's hair in Sheree. Because they had similar hairstyles.
But Sheree's was more straight.
Well, she was straighter, right? Sheree's was more flipped out style.
Portia's was like the wet wave that didn't quite go all the way.
Sheree to have Portia's hair. I was really into Portia's hair.
They were similar to me. Like, I thought it worked. I thought Sheree's worked. I liked it.
I liked
Kim
it too.
Fields was ready, honey. The best shade came from his Shadra Parks. Because then they get into the conversation of Phaedra calling Kenya oatmeal face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, address the name calling if we're going to. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I remember Kenya when Phaedra wore her booty pad. Not only did you say that her ass looked lumpy, but then you came dressed like her. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like...
And when Phaedra had just had a baby, she talked all kind of smack about her body and how she looked in her workout video. Mm-hmm. So don't try to act like this is like some brand new like dig, oh, we don't talk about each other's looks, because you have.
You know, that was just below the belt.
Girl, bye. That's just because that's your sensitive spot, because you have bad skin and you probably have been self-conscious about it forever.
Right.
Kenya said, on my best day, you wouldn't be third runner-up.
That was funny, though. I like that. That worked for me.
Did it?
On Kenya's best day?
On Kenya's best day, she wouldn't be third runner-up. I mean...
But this is Kenya's... Kenya sitting on that couch is her best
Kenya's
day.
Kenya's best days are gone.
Okay, and gone. She
no,
was...
No, her best day her best was Miss America or USA, whatever it was. Her best that was her best gone. Day.
Yeah,
girl. That was her best
no,
day.
No, best day in her head is her sitting on that sofa, and she still ain't bringing it.
I thought she brought it. You I was thoroughly so? Entertained this
I was entertained.
Episode.
I liked her hair.
She looked like the lioness.
But her skin, her she needs Portia to really go to like a dermatologist.
Well, I feel like I mean, all of them had weird skin and makeup going on. And I don't
have
know
to
if
put
it
all this makeup
they,
on.
It's way too much.
Maybe they need Giselle to send them some of that, that mineral makeup.
She was like to the makeup artist, don't give me that because I look too ashy.
Kenya was a whole nother color. Yeah, her face was a whole nother color.
Okay, but so let's go to this dark comment.
Oh, yeah. I did not catch that, by the way, during the season.
Me either. So my thing is, I just feel like it's kind of taken out of context because I can't imagine Phaedra shading Kenya for being
dark-skinned. Because Phaedra's essentially brown.
She's browner, yeah.
Yeah, so like I would think maybe Kenya being a dark person or something along the lines of that. So I don't know. I want to go look at that clip again. But what do you guys think? Do you guys think Phaedra was coming for Kenya being darker
for being
skin?
For being a chocolate girl?
Kenya was just trying to throw things out there.
Do
y'all even remember when it happened? Or
I feel like
in the
I
context
do,
of what it was going on? Because I don't remember. If y'all remember that, let me know.
And I don't... where would that even be appropriate to say? Like... This is not Potomac where they're talking about race and and colors of each other's skin. They're all wide range of different colors.
Oh, Kenya said on her worst day and Phaedra's best day.
Well, I wouldn't say on your worst day, Kenya.
Honey, because she third runner-up on that stage. All right, so after that we got Miss Portia. Why you shade Kenya's hair product?
Because it's fun.
But at the end of the
that
day,
was funny.
That's the truth. Shading is just fun. It's self-fun. You
that's
find
what it
self-enjoyment
is.
Of it. Get over it.
I love
everyone
when Portia
does it.
Like, I do these things because I have a problem.
I have a problem.
Right,
but
a
we're
problem.
Not talking about me right now. We're talking about you.
Right.
Oh, that was good, Portia girl.
She said, you know, I've tried the hair product. Phaedra said, I've tried the product before. It's actually pretty nice. Portia said, well, my friends tried it on her pet, and she really liked it.
That was funny. But if you find good shampoo for your puppies, that's a big deal.
That
like,
is,
their coats
hard.
Being pretty and shiny and nice are important.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think Kenya, Phaedra meant Kenya's a dark person.
Personality quick,
but she
wise.
Did say Kenya just loved to play the victim. Kenya was desperate and reaching. I felt like it was a little bit
all
of a
all right, Myrna and Nia, tell it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kenya came out to say that her product will be in CVS in 6 months.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal, but do you believe this? I wonder if it's going to be like the more men are being done by December.
I mean, exactly. If it's true, that's a big deal.
I would only believe that if her house was finished first, because we've been waiting for that.
Okay, but maybe her house isn't finished because she's been busy on the business end. I could see CVS picking up a hairline.
But she's not building her house herself. She has people working for her. So what does it have to do with her doing business?
Maybe her money and her investment is going into the hair product.
Someone wrote, or she's saying she's worth $20 million. So,
but then somebody else posted that she's worth $300,000 and Kim Fields was worth like $3.5 million.
But then someone else said that Kim Fields has a 200-some thousand tax lien and has had foreclosure. So I mean,
hold up. Thank you, Nicole 95. If the displays actually had water in them, why was Kenya mad at Shamia?
That's true.
I mean, girl, it's shade to shade. If you got water out here and someone gonna try the product and they see it's water and they mention it and there's a camera filming
things
them.
And try to smell it, and then if you realize it's water, it's water.
But maybe she didn't want people taking the product. She actually wanted people to buy the product.
Which is fair. So right. Then just say, hey, it's no big deal. It was water. I'm selling this.
Exactly.
Right. This is just
she
for
doesn't,
display.
But she
like,
doesn't
want to
own up to it. And that's always Kenya's issue.
She's looking at it like it's shade and it makes her look cheap. But congrats if you're going to be in CVS, girl.
That's
huge. Todd came out. They're talking about Baby Ace, who has an Instagram account with over 100,000 followers, and his face hasn't even been shown yet.
I need to look on that.
What do you guys think about people making Instagrams for their children?
Weird.
I just think it's a little weird.
Like, why?
I have a friend that has one, and I think it's really cute, but it's also like just not
like
something
these
I would
kids
do.
Don't have a choice. They're not writing these stupid little captions. Today I'm walking in the mall with my mommy, and I have
like you're almost creating your child like your child,
and it's like self-love to yourself them. Because it's like my mommy is the best mommy in the whole
wide
world.
I can't even
she...
focus on my Instagram.
Well, how are you talking about
my mommy always puts me on the best outfits. It's like you saying this about yourself. So it's like people that just want to have multiple Instagram
funny.
Accounts for themselves.
Someone wrote in saying, Todd, it was a little shady for you to leave the doctor's office for a phone call, and Kenya felt the need to be like, yeah, you know, actually, I would have thought that.
But like, every question that was thrown on that stage, Kenya answered all of them. She felt the need that she had to interject in
every situation.
Yeah, it was like, Kenya, girl.
But she's the star, darling.
Wait, where are these people who, the damn mofos who be going so ham for Kenya? Like, can y'all come in the live chat so we can have a live conversation?
They're so delusional.
Because I can't go back and forth on the, it's
no.
crazy.
They're
they have
like,
to be friends with Kenya.
Like, they make me want to like, literally just,
because it's just a, this whole reunion was literally like people like explaining to a child.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
But Kenya's playing the game, so it's just like,
so you get it, it's a game, but whatever, but she's
but they're acting like she's being a real person. They're like, you guys, someone wrote, you guys don't understand.
I met
what
Kenya
it-
in real life. She does not, well, did not come across the way she came
she's
across
a character
on the television.
On
like,
television
people are like, you guys
now.
Don't understand
don't
how long and how much it takes to build a house. You guys are not Kenya. No, we're not Kenya,
no,
but
we're not
we actually
Kenya, but
have.
I do know.
Okay.
It don't take that long.
No, it don't.
That's why we've been talking about Sheree's Chateau for the last 5 years.
Hello.
What the hell is going on?
But we only talk about Kenya, negative about Kenya.
No, we don't. And we give Kenya props when she deserves
it. Oh, no, here goes
it.
Another Kenya bashing episode. Are you
like,
guys
you
not watching what we're watching?
Hello. And can we work off, get away a little bit from like the glitter bronzer? Like, do you really need it all over your entire chest and breast and all over your face?
Sometimes I love glitter bronzer.
You're also not aged in your skin, and it doesn't look like it makes your skin look leathery on camera. I was like, girl, you're too cute for that.
Candy's breastfeeding post. Todd tried some and Andy said, I heard that the best way
is from the tap. Why is everybody act shocked that somebody drank breast milk? It's like, everybody knows that happens. Like,
no, it's not shocked, it's more like disgusting.
It's but it's not.
It's natural.
That's cool. There's lots of natural products from Whole Foods that I think are disgusting.
You could just pour
well.
That in your coffee and it'd be like,
No sugar, huh?
Yeah, you don't need any sugar.
When she, we will. So she was texting during the reunion. I like that they actually showed it because it was like...
She did that on purpose so that we all knew Matt was there and the dogs are there and he cares about her baby.
Do you think that that's what she was actually texting about, or she was mad because all the heat was on her and so she, the only way to deflect was like, let me go on my phone and act like I'm uninterested in this whole situation.
Girl, I'm not even reading into that.
She was so... But she was very like attitude-y and negative from
and
the beginning
Andy
of the episode.
Well, Andy was
so
giving it to her.
Air, people are saying... See, I don't know. Like, I read the Twitter comments for the night before, and it was like, people were like, ooh, Andy, everyone was bashing Kenya, and I'm like, I don't feel anyone was bashing Kenya. If anything, Kenya was throwing her thoughts vocally, and I felt like the only thing Andy said that could have been taken shady was when Kenya was shading Kim, and he said, You won your crown in the 90s.
Well, he kept checking her and telling her, because everything she would say was like, oh, I'm the best.
You're
I'm
on
the
paper
queen of-
talking. Kim Fields is Hollywood royalty.
Yes.
You're on video saying
that.
So
he just kept making her own up to it, or making acknowledging.
And I only caught one time that he did that. The other thing was the phone thing, and then she checked him for the chewing on the straw thing. Like.
No.
I don't know. It was weird
feel
to me
like
that
there
everyone
was extra
was like,
shade towards Kenya.
Everyone
from
was bullying her. It was no. It's just the
I
same
think
thing.
She was
Kenya
bullied.
Versus Portia. Kenya versus Phaedra, and then Kenya versus Kim Fields. But all those things are because she had history with all three of those people.
Yeah.
Cynthia was Team Kenya. Candy was Team Kenya. Candy, I felt like, was shading Phaedra in real life because she watched the reunion with Kenya.
Mm. Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I mean. Neither of them are actually a good friend
cool
to
anymore.
Each other. So at the end of the day, that's what it is.
We find out that the restaurant, it's just a little bit much right now.
When her birthday is.
Who?
When's
Candy's
birthday,
birthday.
Y'all?
Y'all need to find Candy's birthday so we know when the restaurant open, because we gonna go.
Oh, she said it's opening on her birthday?
They want to do the grand opening for her birthday.
First of all, excuse me, girl. Who was that? Scroll up just a quick little second.
Somebody said something.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
A nice houses take a long time, not the shacks you live in, boo. I know how long houses build.
Ooh,
my family
honey.
Has built many of them.
Yes.
Thank you.
Like,
so,
and they built
where are you
palaces.
Texting from, girl? Where are you tweeting from, Cassandra Marie?
And
yeah,
that
Cassandra
wasn't no
Marie.
The
no
shacks you live
nice
in. I live
house.
In an apartment. I don't live in a shack, boo. Anyways.
Oh, Cassandra.
Don't get me started, because the
girl,
things I want to say.
Like, why?
Just why?
Anyways, speaking about Slayed by Sheree, she was everything. Moving on from that. Although the only thing with Sheree that I really loved was that her saying, would Portia put money in Cairo's account?
Yeah, that was cute. That was cute. And Cairo's cute.
He's fine.
He's pretty cute.
We get to Kim Fields. Kenya doesn't feel Kim was a good fit. Portia feels she's judgmental. Candy says she doesn't really understand our type of confrontation.
Well, because you guys have been doing it for 9,000 years.
I do think...
Why.
Kim puts on a little bit, like the sun thing with me. Like, I get she could have thought some, but it's like, you've been in the industry. Like, sun is not a new word. Like, in the 80s, the 70s.
You're sunning me?
That's not a new phrase.
It doesn't have to be new, but if you're not somebody that is constantly around, like,
yeah.
those specific colloquialisms, doesn't mean you would know it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's Sesame Street every day, sun is the sun.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. The words actually mean what they mean. She's obsessed with Carpool and Sesame Street.
She's
like,
thinking in that. Vein yet, or all the time at least.
All right, what else we
I'll
got here? Sorry,
y'all crack me up.
I didn't
in the
mean
chat
to. I just love you guys, and I wanted to feed you guys that. Like, what's her name said? No, I'm gonna let social media have that.
Kim.
Yeah. All right. So then they bring up this DC trip thing. Look,
they are
and
still angry going in on her about
anyone.
That.
Like, I just feel like if you don't have a child in.
Oh,
but
look, Cassandra said your defense is because you know it's true.
Yeah, girl. That's why.
Oh,
like
gosh,
I said.
Gosh, you're so funny.
Go by.
You typing on a broken iPhone.
Just said, can we address the editing of the reunion? You didn't like the editing? Did y'all like? I thought it was actually decent.
I wasn't mad, but I've noticed like in this
in
one and
clips.
The Mob Wives, it's a lot of production stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There was definitely a lot of like clips added in after stuff that didn't
like,
need
like they're
to
trying
be
to
there.
Make like the bet behind. We're showing you a little behind the scenes.
Like,
because it's
do their
real.
Makeup, they're eating food and the craft
it,
catering.
Actually, it was more... do you guys agree that it was... what's it called? Kind of very similar to Bad Girls Club, if you've ever seen a Bad Girls reunion. Well, yeah, they show like the behind the scenes stuff.
Do y'all like that, or what are you complaining about, Tangled? Why you mad?
Yeah, what
wasn't working for you?
Right.
I want to assume Tangled 55. What's up?
We calling y'all out because we sick and tired. Shit.
All
right.
Phaedra didn't invite Candy to the DC trip.
I found that really interesting. She didn't invite Candy or Cynthia. And I didn't really. Well,
but
I mean,
invited,
I know why Candy
She invited
but not Cynthia.
The people that had sons.
Well, this is where.
Got no kids?
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
She's like, I should be Kara.
Portia's like her best friend, whatever. But Portia was going, wasn't she going for Dish Nation or something already?
No.
Oh. She's going to walk in the Million Man March.
Cynthia has a daughter that still would have benefited from being around the grown folks.
But they were mad at each other. At the end of the day, they're not friends anymore. And we need to stop trying to figure out why she didn't invite her. This didn't happen. You guys aren't friends, and that's why. You're shading each other all the time. And that's just what it boils down to. Yeah, you bought her a tuna sandwich because Candy's always hungry. So she would take that from anybody. But anyways, what did they say?
Oh my God, I don't know what's going
on.
Wait,
scroll
between
up
Cassandra
a little bit.
And whoever else, but it's cracking me up. I can't read fast enough.
What if Cassandra is Kenya catfishing? I'd believe
Shading
it, honestly.
Shading isn't so fun when it's coming at you is
Cassandra. No one can.
Nobody's
girl,
feelings
no one's
hurt.
Cassandra,
you're
funny
just,
to
you
me.
Should
you're
just log
honestly,
off.
It's just
like,
you're more entertaining than the reunion was, girl.
Right.
Like,
fun.
That's where we're at
just
right now.
Just log off.
I'm gonna work on.
You're
my
more
chat.
Entertaining to talk about than Kenya's miniature golf holes on her face, girl.
Oh,
you know what I'm
you
saying?
You said miniature golf.
You're
holes.
More entertaining to talk to than these houses that take far too long to build. There's literally right next to me. There's actually an apartment building growing. Shit, the way it's growing,
it's growing
fast. Like then
three
Kenya's
weeks,
fucking
like
chia seed, bitch, right. And it's about to be done. And it just started not too long
Cassandra
ago.
Cassandra probably lives
so
in
just
no man's
you,
land
bro.
Where they
Maybe
don't build
you,
houses.
Maybe you live somewhere where you have to like get the supplies from another place and drag them
Let's
out.
Let's just say a moment
boat.
Of prayer for Cassandra. Dear God, please bless Cassandra. She needs you, Jesus.
No, okay.
Just get her,
all,
Lord.
You're praying for
we
someone
need...
that doesn't even exist.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Her name is not Cassandra.
Well, whatever her name is, Lord, forgive her, Father, because she knows not what she does.
Can we just call every troll Cassandra?
Right.
Girl, you being a Cassandra girl.
Don't be a Cassandra.
It's all be a Cassandra
bye, you. Cassandra. She's a new bye, Felicia.
All right, so.
Bye, Cassie. Moving
Candy
on.
And Phaedra, I have tried to reach out, but Candy says I'm a little hesitant.
Which is fair.
I mean, I don't know if I would fully know it when Phaedra's on and off.
Exactly. It's hard to be Phaedra's friend because you don't know when she's a real person.
Like,
or when
Portia
she's...
and Phaedra can be the best of friends because Portia could care, honestly,
less.
About
she'll be there when
planet.
She needs a shoulder and all that, but, like, at the end of the day...
Yeah.
What else do we get? She said... Candy said, though, hold up. I don't appreciate what you said. My husband does not get an allowance.
An allowance.
And you, her best friend, making that type of comment.
It was rude.
That's not no friend comment, but... Todd is getting an allowance.
Girl,
Todd
he
has
works.
A job.
He
Todd
works many
a
jobs.
His shows get canceled.
No,
Hollywood. Every other producer.
Hollywood Divas
like,
just got see.
Did they really? Oh my God, I thought
again.
They were done. Oh,
for
God.
LA?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they
and
did.
And Malika from Kardashian thing. She's
yeah,
getting pulled
she,
in.
I did see that.
She getting pulled in.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I thought the whole point was. Okay. Whatever.
You have to be a Hollywood Diva. Well. New Hollywood.
Or at least a former
She's
one.
A Hollywood,
New Hollywood
diva.
Socialite. All right, Candy and Cynthia didn't know that Apollo's stuff was a secret.
She was just like, he brought it over here. He didn't say, like, don't tell me. Don't tell my wife. Like, he just...
And you guys weren't cool, so it wasn't like Candy was going to be like, girl, why are you bringing stuff over here?
And Candy is pregnant and has far more other
She's
things
just like,
to worry
put that shit
about
out there. Like,
than
I'm not
what
about
these
it.
Two men decided to do.
What blows my mind is that these things happen and the way... gossip leaks in this group didn't get to Phaedra at all.
I doubt
till that long.
I think she was just mad because she knew.
Then they get to the Don Juan thing, and that was just funny because Candy's like, y'all got caught lying, and
he is my team. Like,
I stick up for the truth.
That's, I mean, we all know he was a little extra.
He was extra.
He wanted airtime
for real. Like, so he went in, and that's what he did.
Kenya, do you think Portia would roll up on Candy-coated crew?
Really?
Kenya said yes.
Yeah.
She said,
in short,
honey,
yes.
Do you remember when Phaedra was pregnant and you said you were going to pick up, she's going to have to pick up her teeth off the floor?
I have never put my hands on anybody, so you cannot say
that. But you've also never had a scepter in your face.
You cannot say
that. You've never brought
a
weapon.
Do not compare
to the workplace.
Apples and oranges.
Bitch, while an orange will hit
you
hard.
Put your hands on somebody. Right. I have not.
Portia brings up. Well, she brought that Kenya thing up. So then that's where we had seen Kenya texting and whatnot. And then
yeah,
Kim.
She's got a man and she is so happy about it.
Who?
Kenya.
She's so happy. Kim versus Kenya. She said she's so pompous. She's so arrogant. She says, well, not her. Candy says, well, I wasn't mad at her when she said it because she doesn't stick up for herself. And when she said it, it was kind of like, who gonna check me,
boo? Finally, you bossed up.
Finally, which is true.
And the best bossing up you did was say, I'm Kim Fields.
Damn it.
The best you got, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, but low-key, look at how Kim, I mean, diplomatic it is. So she says, Andy says, Kim, rate Kenya as an actress. She said, you know, it's hard for pretty girls to play an opposite part. So mm-hmm. there she goes. She called you pretty. She said that she had really good comedic beats, which is very hard to have that kind of comedy timing. And then Kenya went into, yeah, but your husband said this. Kenya, you know the show's edited. So they could have sat and watched all 45 minutes of whatever that video was and Bravo just used the clip of him saying whatever he was saying. Maybe it was about you. Maybe it was actually about the other girl.
Yeah. Kim said it was about the other girl.
I don't know if I fully believe that, but maybe.
If it was the girl that was playing her sister.
It's a 2-second clip that they edited, Bravo editing. It's like, why are you taking that and running with that?
And why are you getting dramatic? Like, oh my God, I gave it to you, not your husband to look at. Like, girl, bye. You gave it for us to screen. I'm going to screen it with whoever the F I want to.
Right, in my house.
You don't understand. But the thing
in my house that's completed and fully built. And I have bedrooms and walls and air conditioning and a damn TV and a man that I'm married to sitting on the damn couch with me and kids. All that is what you want, boo-boo, that you don't have.
And that's another thing. Someone had actually tweeted me Kim Fields IMDb, and they were like, oh, looks like her and Kenya have a similar IMDb. Yeah. And as I look at that, I was like, okay, there is a chunk missing from Kim, like a few years missing, but it's like she was working on a family.
And she has children. And in case y'all don't know, on IMDb, there's a thing called like co-stars, guest stars, and then there's
voiceovers,
recurring guest stars, right. And then there's series regulars.
Right.
Series regulars would be like Kim Jennifer Phillips. Aniston on Friends. So Kim Fields is in sort of that league professionally. Mm-hmm. Kenya never quite got past co-star.
Where not she's, even, she was just a guest she's, appearance.
She's, well, that's what, no, she's gotten co-stars because she's had a line. If you get a line, usually, that is considered co-star level. She did it on Martin. I think she did it on Living Single once. So she's had a couple of co-stars over the years.
See, I'm here more for Kenya in 2016 than I was ever for Kenya in anything else.
Well, that's what she's arguing,
she's more entertaining to me now than I've ever.
But that's
I can't
argument
think
for why
something.
She's... more than Kim Fields will ever be because now
she's a reality star.
I mean, girl, but we're enjoying you in 15 minutes of fame right now.
Right. And you being a rotten person, you're not actually doing work like by acting.
Yeah.
She said, this is the third time we've worked together. She's on my stage. I am the star of the show. She's here,
girl,
the lowest man on the totem pole, coming for my purse.
Coming
and
for her purse, y'all.
She's
coming for the purse, not the purse.
You know, Andy, I'll let social media enjoy that soundbite.
She didn't even respond. Just take that, girl. Just go on with it.
Kim, I really enjoy Kim's shade because it's just on some, like...
Finally.
And Sheree even said that. Where was this Kim all this time? Like, where was that at? So, yeah.
She was prepared. Kenya missed the meeting with Cynthia, she said, because that beam in the house. But she had two ideas for her, which just like Phaedra with the paying Todd off, that was convenient. The fact that you had two ideas sounded like convenient.
Oh, my God.
And she just paid Todd off before the 5 days before the reunion.
Come on now, girl. Mm-hmm. Portia says, why can she get an apology, but mine wasn't accepted?
What?
I'm sorry. Who is that? Wolf said bad news. The purse is empty.
Right.
Right, bro. You
go
right.
ahead, Wolf. Thank that you. That purse bro. Is empty.
Alexandra Nicole Kim empty. Definitely read the entire episode.
You right.
She did.
You right.
She did. She didn't even know she, like, they tried to do Reading Rainbow. She read Reading Rainbow. Yes. She went far and beyond Reading Rainbow. And she didn't even know it.
But she was reading Braille on that bitch.
Coach Burke. They keep going in about.
Oh,
the
they
purse.
Said a coach purse.
Yes, a coach purse.
That's funny.
We all know what's happening.
Marcus Magic. That's Kenya should not be shot in HD. I tweeted Jesse that she looked like the Star Crunch. You did send me that.
Oh,
that was real crazy.
Did.
And now, because especially Star Crunches was my favorite high food.
You
and
used
now,
to love the Little Debbie Star Crunches.
Well, until
you would still
today.
Eat them. You would still eat them.
Why?
Well, because now I feel like I'm biting into Kenya's face.
Shut up.
Portia said, if anyone else had pulled that chair, shit would have got physical, which is so true.
That is very true.
Once I was like cooking in my kitchen listening to it. I was like, yes, it was. Making some plantain. Yes, because it couldn't have been me.
Yeah.
It definitely
it couldn't have been
me.
Sheree. It couldn't have been Candy.
The sad part, the only person that it might have could have been would have been Cynthia. And at the beginning of the season, she proved that it wouldn't be her either.
Nope.
So you failed, Kenya. Like, your logic makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
They asked if Kenya is jealous. She said, I won't take away from the fact that she's a child star.
Jealous? Because that was
completely,
a
dig. Yeah.
Or that she had work in the 90s. Andy said, your
you
career was
in
the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. We got to highlight Jesse, English, Courtney. They kept referring to Kim as condescending. What do you think about that? Was she Tangled 55? I don't think
y'all
go ahead. I don't think she's condescending. I think she's polite and intelligent, and people don't like that all the time.
Exactly. And they feel like when you're not giving them shade or trying to read them or talk, demean them, they're what they look like, what their family's about, everything like that, then it comes off as condescending because you're actually speaking from you're speaking from an intellectual standpoint. So it's not shade. You're just telling the truth. You're not talking about with someone's family, their husband. She's not talking about Matt.
She's talking about facts. That
she's saying,
being
she's stating facts. Exactly. Nobody has to talk. Like, she has not once mentioned Matt, but Kenya over here talks about her husband.
Tax lien.
Yeah.
I will say that I
think she has a very specific point of view in terms of her faith and where she is. So that can come across to people as being
it's very
condescending,
from the view.
Judgmental, all of those things.
Because
but I don't think she's trying
herself.
To impress that on other
no,
people.
Exactly.
I feel like that's just where she comes from in mm-hmm. her space. And when
she expects people to respect.
And I wish I could be like that because I'm like, Portia, I have a problem sometimes. Because if, you know what I mean? Like.
Let me tell y'all.
No,
Portia.
English is like our Portia.
Yeah. Like,
so
I have...
beautiful and deadly.
No, but I wish I could be in that place because then you don't care what anybody says. Yeah. And at the end of the day, no matter what, I'm still going to be who I am. You can't say nothing to get me popped off, but I got a problem. Bad Girls Club, I may be. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not that bad.
We're going to pop off. Kenya brings up the tax liens, the foreclosure. She feels Kim is cocky. Candy thought Kim bossed up. She said, oh, that's the son thing. I can't even get into that again. Kim yells at Kenya. Kenya says, stop talking to me like I am your child. I am not your child. So you admit
you
are
a child. Brilliant.
That was
I love the
so
smart comeback.
Too.
Yes. Yes,
say
yes,
something.
Yes,
yes. Which I don't know why.
Ooh, what you gonna do?
I don't know why that got the biggest, like, social media bite. To me, the I let social media have
it
and
was a
to me
thing.
The so you are a child.
Well, because it reminds you of your mom.
That was a very mom moment.
Like completely like your mom don't gotta say nothing. She give you that look.
It was kind
and
of
that
more
say something
for me.
Kind of face. Oh, it's a wrap. You ain't gonna say something. Nothing.
And then Kenya behaved as the 5-year-old.
As a child.
Something,
Kim.
Something.
Exactly.
Something,
girl,
she gave her
on.
Exactly what she needed.
No, you guys. God. Kim was antagonizing Kenya that whole entire time.
Oh,
she
gosh.
Was.
It was just really rude of her.
Oh, my gosh, Kim.
She was.
Kim needs to not come back next season.
She was. And I'm going to just say one thing, because Olivia, I believe, Olivia Benson just said something about going back into the condescending thing and about the makeup and her talking about their makeup and hair. There's a whole school of thought that believes that women are beautiful without all of that. Mm-hmm. And I really, honest to God, think she believes that. She wasn't being condescending by saying you actually can be beautiful without all the beat.
Yeah. I mean, hello. And even and if
they, you, they like, let's that, receive that.
They took right. that as negative shade.
They took yeah. it as negative shade and condescension. And I just think it was a, you know, call to action that we ain't got to do all the time.
No. We do it all in the north. Like, all of our jobs consist of us being, like, on all the time.
Yeah.
So let's take a moment and take a break and not be that. Why not?
Yes. And we also spread that because, and this is not just the Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, I think it was, the trend started with the Kardashians, but the idea that that's supposed to be your day-to-day existence
exactly.
is to be so beat all the time
is ridiculous.
It's a difficult message to keep communicating, y'all.
Do you guys actually think Kenya's purse is empty?
Hell no. No. She obviously getting a paycheck from Bravo.
Yeah.
But it ain't cash, cash,
please
cash
don't ask
dollars,
silly
big cash.
Sam,
Sampa
to NYC. You from New York? You should have a little bit of more smarts than that.
Beatless to the Xmas party. I already know she didn't. All right.
I hate you.
Oh,
Courtney,
but you know what?
You.
Olivia Benson did mention too. Kenya has really big mommy issues. So when she was getting mommy,
you guys keep saying Olivia
mommy,
Benson, but
or
it says Benson
Olivia.
Olivia.
I don't
and it
know
could
why.
Be a boy. And you guys are like totally.
Oh,
Olivia
excuse
Benson.
That.
I'm just saying it sounds really sexist of you because you're not
so
reading
just to
it
assume
right.
that
well,
it's
we're
not
sorry,
Benson.
Jesse.
My bad.
But Kenya does have mommy issues, and that's such a good like point that she yeah. probably has never had a mom talk to her or give her that say something
yeah.
or you know, so she's acting completely
I actually
like
did
a
have
child.
That whole entire thought the other day because I was sitting there thinking about you, Kenya, and it was just like when you think of someone like a Kenya versus a Portia who and how they were raised, or even like I mean who else could you compare that to, but when you're raised by
English and Portia.
A certain no when you're raised in a family unit versus
yeah.
where Kenya's story is she ran away mm-hmm. and she had this, you know, troublesome youth. So it's kind of like you can understand where she's coming from, but at that time it's just kind of like then when you meet like an Aunt Lori.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you realize that she has someone like that in her life, it's like
yeah.
I know you know better.
You
and
know
when
better.
You're 45, you've had this problem for a while, you should have
like,
been
like you're not
on
Peter
it in therapy.
Guns.
Go
Stop.
To therapy. Work it
You're
out.
You're not Peter Guns.
Figure it out. Not
Stop.
An excuse anymore.
You're not Peter Guns.
Don't nobody want to be Peter Guns.
Who wants, who is Peter Guns?
Exactly.
Kenya said she's been bullied hundreds of times.
Oh my gosh. She's done none of the bullying. She's not once hit a girl on this stage. She has not once
she
bullied
hasn't.
Any of the girls. She has been bullied
when did
thousands
she bully?
Of times.
Tell me, when has she ever bullied somebody?
Bully number one, which was the most bullying incident, was pulling out Kim's chair. Like, that is 1,000% a bully.
Okay, so one time she does something and all of a sudden you guys want to call her a bully?
Well, let's think. Let's go down memory lane. Bullying
Back
again
lane.
Was like, maybe this was petty when she jumped on Apollo's back or whatever or got thrown in the water flirting with
that
Apollo.
That wasn't bullying. She was just having a good time.
Yeah, she was having fun with another female's husband.
But I do agree with Kim by saying that every time Kenya is constantly over-talking people and not letting people say their piece, she is bullying them.
That's true.
Because
it's another
Mimi
form
used to
of
do
bullying.
The same thing.
Yep. Because you want your opinion to be heard all the time.
And you're not open to those other opinions.
Mm.
The drag can you receive from Portia?
Which one?
Must have been screwed with her head.
Portia's really gotten some really good draggings now she's been on Dish Nation. I think
yeah.
she's learned a lot from Ricky Smiley.
She
in
has. Because
she's a whole new girl. You
yes.
go, Portia.
On that note, let's head into what?
Predictions.
I am a Kenya stan, Wolf.
You are not, shut up.
Let me see.
Ashley, girl, you got to eat. It's okay. Don't look at the food like that.
What was she saying?
She said all the food Kenya's
okay, y'all
face comparisons.
Can't be putting up that many, like, that's a paragraph. I can't be reading
that. We can't
that
read
quickly.
That fast, guys.
No.
All right, so coming up next week, Phaedra says Apollo wants Phaedra to come back solo dolo.
Hey, because he can probably only, you can only get it from your wife, right? If you're right. in the federal pen, like, conjugal visits, it has to be your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true? I don't really know,
God,
but I think
know.
It has to be your wife.
Yeah, I'm sure it has
I think
to
you
be
have
your
to be
wife.
Legally married.
But aren't they going through a divorce?
Yeah, that don't mean he ain't gonna ask. Yeah. I mean,
I guess, yeah.
I mean, we know Phaedra's down, so.
And it doesn't hurt to try. Just ask, right?
Well,
she
might Phaedra's used to that air mattress, that
weekend,
dirty ground. She
know?
Might want to be brought back to her youth.
No, yes. they have these gels where you can go.
Wait, you said gel? Gel or jail?
I was thinking gels. Like, no, I was like, where gel, are you going with
jail.
This? You mean like jails? Okay, yeah, got it.
I'm sorry.
And they
a
have
jail,
like a trailer. And
let
it's
me
like
say
a trailer.
It Ebonics wise.
No,
so you can
jail,
get it.
It's J-A-I, gel.
It sounded like you said gel.
We thought you were saying gel.
I'm sorry, like, girl, what kind of gel do you
I said it in the Valley Girl way. Gels.
Yeah, you did.
They have these gels where you can, they have like these little like, portable rooms or whatever, and you can stay, you can pay, it's like expensive where you pay like $1,000 and you can have it for the weekend, and you and your wife or whatever can have like a normal kind
your
of
your kids can go to that too.
Oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I watched a show about these women dating
and they can expend, it's like how many 32 hours or something like
that. It's like the weekend. Mm-hmm. So you have the weekend and you have like, it's kind of like a little trailer and you sleep in that and you stay there, it's guarded and protected.
Do you get to like go outside of it, or you have to stay
inside? No, you
inside
have to stay inside. But you can like cook, and you know, you can
a
have
kitchen?
Yeah, you can have like a normal
like
life.
A
your wife can come like bring the groceries and they can cook for you. And
that's
like,
what they spending your tax money
you can,
on, y'all.
And you can get it popping like a bad bag.
A mess.
Sheree, they bring up Kim's wig pull.
Oh my god, Aunt Lori is not more fertile than Kenya Wolf. That's harsh.
Wait, what?
We're doing predictions. I'm sorry. We predict Aunt Lori will have baby mayonnaise next year.
I can't.
Maybe Aunt Lori will have King as baby for her.
Well, where's your one-eyed African?
That's what we want to know. Who's the one-eyed African?
It's like when they throw these lines, I was like, wait, where did this come
honestly,
from?
Honestly, like, none of this could even be true. But it's just like, you could say anything
like when you had herpes last year.
Like, now all of a sudden, the entire world says Kenya has
six
herpes.
Toes.
Does Kenya have six toes?
You are naked in the country lot for no reason.
Have you ever noticed you've never seen Porsche's feet? It's because she got an extra baby toe.
Right, just come throwing everything out.
She called little Porsche.
And then the camera pans to Porsche's feet.
And there's like a bump in the thing. It's not really a six toe, but it just looked like that.
Then it becomes a meme, and then it's on the Shade Room.
No more toes.
Then we talk here about Peter and his and how he pays his waitresses.
Yeah.
Ooh, she was giving it what?
But apparently Porsche can't say nothing unless there's a dick in her mouth, so whatever she's saying don't make no sense. Take that.
Which
Peter
is
faithful.
But, like, it would make more sense, like, because if you have...
Peter's mole is more fertile than Kenya.
I can't.
Stop it, you guys in the chat room.
That
Stop
is true.
It.
Yeah, that's really... Okay.
Does he have a marble eye? Who are we talking about?
The African.
The one-eyed.
So
maybe he's like Fetty Wap.
Are y'all... Ooh.
I mean, one eyes are in now. Girls are fighting over Fetty Wap. So, I mean, having a one eye is not really that bad anymore.
Do y'all know who the one-eyed African is out there? Can somebody tell us who the one-eyed African is?
Can someone tweet that to me?
Please tweet it to us. Let
With
us
all
know.
The other ignorant shit I'm probably going to get after this fucking episode. Anyways, we want to thank you guys for tuning in.
I know, we've been real messy.
Girl, I'm over it.
Me
you got
too.
Two more episodes.
We got
Come see
so
about
much
me.
More.
Anyways, make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me everywhere at DJ Jesse J at jessiejane.com.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Stuart Starlet.
I'm on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Boom. Thank you guys for tuning in. Until next
week. Thank you guys.
Peace.
Bye. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
She got a team.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.